Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Good morning, my friends. I say good morning because it is very early in the morning for me, and I am standing in my closet in my PJs. I know some of you know I record these podcasts, these weekly podcasts, from my walk-in closet in my bedroom. Best quality, best sound quality, lots of padding. However, this morning, I am leaving. I've got an 8:30 flight, and I'm out the door for a few days of sunshine and hopefully some R&R. And, you know, I was going to take this week off for my podcast. I was like, you know, every once in a while, you could skip a week. But I had this gnawing feeling inside last night when I went to bed. I was like, I don't want to take a week off. I really love doing this. I really love connecting with you out there and hearing from you all and sharing the stuff that's relevant for me right now, because there's so much that I'm pressing into, that I'm exploring in my life. And I want to share it. I want to work with it, work with you, and unpack it and untangle it, because this is a really exciting time to be alive. Science is bringing us so much validation of what many, many people, millions of people have known in the past regarding practices, mind training, body training, consciousness training, ways to hack consciousness and wake up from the trance that we've been living in. So this week, I'm riffing it. I'm just going for it. I have no script. I have no agenda. And I don't know. I'm just going to see what comes out of my mouth. And hopefully it'll connect with one of you out there. Right now, I'm doing this flow performance training with Jamie Wheel of the Flow Genome Project. I'll leave the website and all that great stuff in the show notes. And I have been interested in flow for a couple of decades, ever since I read the book Flow by Mikhail Csikszentmihalyi. I'll say that again, Mikhail Csikszentmihalyi. All you need to do is Google flow and you'll come up with this book. It's a classic book on optimal performance. But not only did it teach me about optimal performance and that performance is trainable. Our states are trainable. We can actually train ourselves to sustain states of presence, which is really what my whole life is about experimenting myself with my own life and then sharing it with others, ways to train ourselves to show up for our lives. We've been conditioned out of just being present. We've been conditioned out of showing up, being available, being open, being spontaneous. But from my understanding and from what I've experienced and experimented with in my own life, we can train ourselves if we're willing. So this is it. This is my life. It is about flow. And I've been studying with Jamie and Stephen Kotler, the authors of The Rise of Superman, and they have a new book out coming out in February called Stealing Fire. These guys are so on fire, stealing fire, literally, about hacking flow, about understanding the different mechanics, the different gateways into sustaining presence. So you have had times in your life when you just feel completely alive. And that's the way I describe presence, being feeling awake and fully alive. When we feel awake and fully alive, those moments, those quick moments, or those sustained moments when life just takes your breath away for whatever reason, whether you're on a run or you're with your kids or you're watching a sunset, you're listening to some really good music, life just takes your breath away and you are right in the center of your life. I talk about this a lot in these podcasts because it's really what drives me every day in my own life. I'm not even talking about professionally and what I do as a teacher. I'm talking about my own life. I'm constantly experimenting with how, what, why, when do I feel most alive? When do I experience flow? And so I'm taking this 6-week deep dive into flow performance with Jamie Wheel and a bunch of other crazies out there around the world. And I just had one of my calls last night, so I'm really pumped up about this idea of living our lives as an experiment. And so it's one of the reasons why I'm standing in my closet at 5 a.m. talking to you all, whoever's out there. We can show up for our lives in so many ways, and it's going to be different for every one of us. We've got a different recipe for flow. We have a different recipe for the how those gateways open. A couple of mine, and I just want to share what works for me and what could possibly work for you. I get up early. Those early moments, those quiet moments in the morning with my Christmas lights on. I haven't taken them down. It's third week in January. I love them. There's something about the twinkly lights that settles me, that opens me up to possibilities. It's kind of like being under the stars. Those early moments when I sit with my journal, when I sit with my coffee, when I just pause and not jump into my to-do list. Those are the moments when I'm able to tap into being. I'm able to sit with what it feels like just to be me in this life, on this day, in this moment. What does it feel like to be you? What does it feel like to be you? Oftentimes we need to breathe more deeply in order to land in our being. And this isn't woo-woo stuff. This is just being. We're human beings, not human doings. Do you know what it feels like to be? And so this is the essence of flow. It is pausing, stopping all the thinking, the doing, judging, comparing, and allowing yourself to land. To land and breathe. Last week, I talked about coherent breathing, another area that I am diving deep into right now in my own experimentation. So I only talk about what I'm experiencing and what I'm experimenting with. Breathing coherently in a balanced way allows our nervous system to settle and to stabilize so that we can experience flow, aliveness, presence. So that's a hack for sure, is just pausing to breathe, pausing in the morning, settling into what it feels like to be in your body in this moment, in this day, in your life. What's happening? What's arising? What's emerging for you? You see, I believe the answers are right here at our fingertips. The intelligence that's arising from our bodies, constantly emerging through the language of sensation, are always providing us with the messages that we're looking for. Go right. Don't turn left. Reach out. Hold back. Pause. Speak. Don't go there. Go for it. Pause. Wait. These messages are arising. When we're in flow, like the basketball player making that three-pointer with 3 seconds left for the national championship, just talking Villanova basketball for a second. When we're in flow, we just instinctively know what to do. I know this, you know this. The dog knows this, right? We all know this. How do we continue to train ourselves and explore our lives and experiment with our lives in a way that allows us to start to trusting flow? So along my journey, this long journey of mine, because I ain't no spring chicken anymore, but along this journey, I've been looking at my life and experimenting with practices and strategies and different methods and disciplines and lineages that are all coming to the same conclusion. And now science is supporting us in these conclusions. When we drop below our thinking mind, when we allow ourselves to show up fully in this moment, we start to experience an intelligence that's arising, a genius that's emerging from our gut, from our heart, and from our brain. This incredible circuitry of intelligent impulses providing us with information, guidance and direction, wisdom, ways to connect, ways to innovate, create, and contribute. That's why I'm standing in my freaking closet at 5 o'clock in the morning, in my pajamas with my cup of coffee. That's why, because I trust that flow. And my commitment in this 2017 is to radically shift my life in a way that I'm living from being more than doing. That before I act, before I jump, I'm checking in with my state of being. You can do that. You can do that right now, wherever you are listening to this. Check in. Pause. Take a couple of those deep, balanced breaths. Pause to listen. Pause to connect. And then notice how it feels to step forward. This is trainable. Find your muse. Is it a walk around the block? Is it pausing under the night sky? Is it a few minutes in deep breathing or prayer? Is it pumping weights? Is it being out on your skis? Is it being with your dog or your child or your partner? How, when, why do you feel? Do you hack? Do you experience this sense of aliveness that some call flow, some call presence, some call grace? Doesn't matter what it's called. It's the essence of your being. So for me, in my life, it's body, it's mind, it's breath. Those three combinations, leaning into, training, experimenting, and exploring with my body, with movement, with my mind, through meditation and mindfulness activities, and challenging mental activities, and through breath, through listening, pausing, experimenting, expanding, controlling my breath in different ways to notice how it shifts my physiology and my psychology. So those are my three, and it's where I've been leaning into for sure in my life and my teaching in these podcasts. Body, mind, breath, synchronization, training, listening, exploring. I know I'm repeating myself here, one, because it's 5 o'clock in the morning, but two, because when we get down at the root of it all, at our primal levels, it's really those three things that create, that open the gateway for grace, for being, for God, for this universal intelligence to flood, and I'm talking flood our systems. When we spend most of our waking day entertaining ourselves, thinking about what we have to do, what we should do, and doing, task-oriented, crossing off the to-do list, busy doing admin and stupid stuff that doesn't even really make a difference at the end of the freaking day, we miss that opportunity to sense grace, to sense our genius, to sense the intelligence that's arising and emerging and knocking at our consciousness all the time. So at 5 o'clock in the morning, I offer you this invitation to check in with being. What does it feel like to be you right now? Unfiltered, uninhibited, in your PJs. So often, And we hold back. We filter our lives. We see our lives through the muddy lens of our busy mind. How about today you start hacking into what it feels like to be you? Check it out. Let's get together. Let's talk about it. Email me, join me on my social media links. I'm out there ready, ready and raring to go. Until next time, I bid you a fantastic, flow-filled, experience-filled day of being you.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend. And review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high-definition, high-voltage life.